your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Very, very serious broadcast today. Exposé. Exposé, part two of Inside Walmart. David Klotz is with us. Class, I have a request for you. This needs to go viral. This broadcast needs to go viral, and I need your help. Can you get this on the internet? Can you take this broadcast? You have my permission to take this broadcast and put it on YouTube, on Hulu, and any other site you can think of. Rebroadcast it, please. The consequences of this broadcast, David Klotz and I were on the air, and we haven't even talked about how we met, but he was in Springfield, and he wanted to make sure the community was aware that yet another Walmart was coming to town. Zoning had been stamped by City Council in Springfield to allow a church property to become another neighborhood Walmart market. And he was able to work with some others to get the necessary signatures to bring it before a vote to see if the community wanted to change the ordinance. The zoning. And the repercussions are unbelievable. He went on the air with me, and he got fired, not from Walmart, but from another company, because he was on the radio with me. David Klotz, welcome back. Why don't we talk about what happened in Springfield and how that's just an unbelievable story. These are street fighting tactics. David, you literally were fired hours after the broadcast, and you were...
The next day. What,
would you do me a favor? Would you... Before you were hired by this other company, tell everyone what you told me. They were concerned about you. What was their concern before they hired you?
Well, they wanted to know that I wasn't going to do to them what I had done to Walmart, which I thought was kind of comical, as they're not even on the same scale. It's really unfortunate when you try to really stand up and speak the truth today. The powers that be are so incestually related. I don't really know a better way to put it. They're so intermingled, so intertwined, that they've got each other's backs, you know. I kind of want to digress just a second, because your news was very topical. They just said on the top of the hour news, you know, Walmart's just buying back $15 billion of their stock. The Walton Trust has 53% ownership. Why would you do that unless you were going to sell a big chunk to somebody and try to maintain a minority share? You're never going to find the letter on Walmart letterhead that says, we're going to sell this company to Communist China. But these are the best indications that you can get when they've already got 53% ownership and they're going to commit $15 billion more to buy stock. There's a reason that they are increasing their ownership stake in the company. I believe it is only because they are going to sell that company to Communist China and want to maintain a large minority share. So I didn't mean to digress, but your news is so topical that, you know, you don't really find evidence of this other than to watch their actions. But to your question, you know, we had people in Springfield whose backs were against the wall. This neighborhood market is coming in four blocks from downtown. Well, downtown was decimated behind the free trade policies that exported everything, like every downtown was, and has been really making a brilliant resurgence over the last few years. Local businesses are really coming back. People are really proud of it. There's a lot of activity, and it's really vibrant, and folks just love it. And so when this Walmart store was threatening to come in four blocks from downtown, downtown realized the threat of it. And so, you know, neighborhood associations, local businesses, the community itself organized to try to stop it. We couldn't persuade city council. There were members sitting on council who should have recused because of their direct conflicts of interest, relationships to Walmart. You know, one of them used to draw plans for Walmart supercenters. The other advertised on the city's website about how they were part of the Walmart scholarship committee, which are just status appointments meant to curry the favor of politicians. And so, you know, those folks refused to recuse. They hammered down on Walmart's favor. We couldn't do anything else except go to the petition process. We were able to get the petition certified. And then this church sues the city. Mind you, they get the former Chief Justice of the Missouri Supreme Court, one of the most expensive lawyers in the state. This church has been pleading poverty the whole time. They've got a broken window and a piece of tin hanging off the roof, and they're too poor to even maintain their property to city code. Yet they can afford the most expensive lawyer in the city to file a lawsuit against all of the council members in the city, all the council members by name plus the city, because they claimed they were going to lose the election. The funny thing is, a week earlier, the pastor of this church in the press said, oh, we're excited this is going to the vote for the city, the people need to be able to speak about this, which is what we've been saying. This is the people's future. This is the future of the city. We need to have this debate openly, let the people decide. And the very next week, the city, the church, sues the city to stop the public vote. And so that's where we are now. It's in court. You know, this lawyer kicks it to his law school buddy. They went to law school together, graduated a year apart. And, you know, University of Missouri, a Vernon County judge who serves a restraining order on the city clerk in Springfield and Greene County to stop the public vote. It's just disgusting. But now it's going to be a fight in the courts where we don't really have any hope. We don't feel like of winning, but we don't really have any choice but continue the fight.
Dave, before the broadcast this morning, I called a man I really respect. I work very closely with him, and we talked about this, and he lives in Springfield. And he feels that that zoning has changed all the time. And you know, he and I agree on a lot, but this is one issue that we disagree on. I believe that people move into neighborhoods, move businesses into specific locations because they look around and they go, okay, I see what I've got. I think I can participate. I think I can grow with this area. I hope it grows and we grow and everybody grows together and it's successful for all of us. But then all of a sudden, a game changer like Walmart could come in and upset everything. And you know, frankly, I've had this discussion with other instructors, other members of our faculty here at the farmhouse. And, you know, we have these impromptu discussions. And people just show up at our farmhouse who are part of our faculty. And we talk about the issues. And I said, well, what would happen if a Walmart were built a couple blocks from your house in your subdivision in Springfield? And frankly, nobody wants it. Nobody wants it because they know it will change the complexion of everything in their community. They don't want it. They want things to be the way they were when they bought into that. That's
well,
the problem.
You know, and the really discouraging thing is that we have local companies with a commitment to downtown who are actually carrying businesses at a loss in order to stimulate the downtown recovery. These are local businesses who have a commitment to the future of the city. And now they are going to be undermined by the one company, the world's richest company, who's paid some of the city's lowest wages for decades, exported more money than all their competition combined out of the local economy, that can never be used by the city's entrepreneurs to finance their dreams for innovation, by small businesses to create jobs and bolster incomes. And they seed downtown. I mean, we don't know that we can stop it. We were primed for a public debate followed by a very healthy, robust debate that needed to happen, followed by a public vote. we feel like this is going to be stolen from us now through legal means, despite all the people's best efforts. And so that those who have the commitment to downtown and really demonstrated that they get it, that they have the share in the downtown dream for downtown's recovery, their investment's going to be made a fool's bet now by the process, which is going to let Walmart just steamroll the city with its own agenda to dominate the economy and export the investment local businesses need. It's tragic.
Dave, as you look at pricing, I remember Walmart had a sign outside the entrances that said "Satisfaction Always." I don't see that sign anymore. I remember it was there. I remember Walmart saying, "If you find a lower price, we'll match it." And they don't want to do that anymore. What happened? They don't need to, right?
Yeah,
they've already decimated the competition.
That's it. You know, and that's what's going to happen. I mean, and everybody who really had any, was logical about it at all understood that from the beginning. Once they have decimated local business, once they've created an environment local business can't compete, then naturally they're going to raise their prices because they have no commitment to anything but their own profit. And so there is no case that can be made that the Walmart business model is beneficial to communities, yet time and again we see the interests of people undermined by their own city governments to roll over for Walmart. It just happened in the Kansas City metro area where Walmart just won two fights there that the people were really organized, really motivated. Walmart bought the process just like they're threatening to do in Springfield. And so it's pretty discouraging when you perform a civic duty or a civic engagement at as high a level as we did, as high a professional level. You know, we really controlled our conduct so that we couldn't be pigeonholed as radicals one way or another. Our interest was about the future of the city. We worked across political lines and achieved something that was really very rarely done. This our petition certified in Springfield, as I understand it, was the second in the last 20 years to actually succeed. And now the city attorney will not even defend our petition. We're going to have to raise our own money to get our own legal counsel in the game, or this will be nailed down in Walmart's favor in the back room like it always has been. So it's discouraging to put forward your best efforts and just see the rug jerked out from underneath you by the old boys club that's owned outright by these folks, you know.
David, they are pulling out all the stops. This is such a big fight. It's all about money. You've heard it over and over and over again, class. It is all about money. Walmart has pulled out all the stops. They're coming to Springfield in a big way. Springfield, Missouri. David Klotz is with us. Please get this on YouTube everywhere you can. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, there were 10 people who were in a lifeboat, and they were able to make it to shore, to an island. And when they got to the island, they're from different nationalities. And they talked about, okay, we got a big problem. There's 10 of us here. We have no idea where we are. Right now it's daylight, so some of them decided to go foraging for food. And some went hunting, and some started building a shelter, and some looked for water, and some looked for plants, and they all gathered back just as it started to get dark at the same place that they landed, and they started talking about what they found and what they did. So they went around, and each person spoke on where he found what, where she found what, and what the plan was. So the food gatherers, and they got to the point where it was the Americans' turn to speak. And the others had talked about the gathering of the food, the finding of the water, the building of the shelter, gathering of the firewood, starting the fire, all that. And we get to the American, and the American says, "Hey, I'm a consumer." Now that's the problem. That is the problem. And you've heard in the news that the consumers are going to save the economy. Well, you know that's absolute nonsense. A consumer is a four-letter word. We need producers. We need jobs here. You can't flip each other's hamburgers. You can't clean each other's houses, wash each other's cars, and vacuum each other's businesses for a living and survive. No country can survive doing that. We need jobs here. And what you've heard is we have, through a retail business, exported our jobs, our future, our livelihood to China. And we've done it with the blessings of our politicians. They've done it. They have taxed us into oblivion while giving advantages to these large, big box superstores. We're doomed. Class, I would like you to... I'm really serious. I really need your help. I cannot do this alone. David cannot do this alone. We need you to get this on YouTube, get this on Hulu, and any of the other various media sources where people can hear this broadcast. Would you please do that? Would you contact me at Vincent@USAPrepares.com? Vincent@USAPrepares.com. You can download this podcast for free at Genesis Communications Network. You can just go to USAPrepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent, GCN. It'll take you right to where you can download it. You have my permission to spread this out all over the world. Now, we are broadcasting this broadcast on KYAH in Utah. We're broadcasting this broadcast in Knoxville, Tennessee. This broadcast is going live, broadcast at KUNQ, 30,000 watt station in Missouri. It's going out over Galaxy 19 all over North America to millions of homes on Galaxy 19 satellite radio. And of course, live streaming on the internet and broadcasting with the reach, the worldwide reach of Genesis Communications Network. This message is important. And I really am asking you to do me a favor and get this on YouTube. I can't do it all. I would like this to go viral because the message about our country and the lack of manufacturing and the shipping of our industries over to China is going to spell the end for the United States of America. I really believe that. Dave, family-owned businesses, and I'm thinking about Virginia, and I'm thinking about here in Missouri, family-owned businesses are going away. They cannot compete. And they say, hey, we can't compete with Walmart. We can't compete with Walmart. They cannot compete with Walmart. But when I wanted to buy a tire for my hay rake because I was desperate because the rain was coming and I had the hay down, I couldn't get an intelligent person at Walmart to tell me if he had a tire in my size or not. We have lost the ability. David Kloss, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. David, whatever you want to say, you've got the mic, and we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
these
things
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
David Klotz is with us. We're talking about inside Walmart. David, you've got the microphone. Whatever you'd like to say.
Well, you know, I just want to say what you had to say at the close of the last break was just brilliant. I mean, I've said it before, you know, the Bill Clinton service economy, how's that treating your family? You know, the news reports on your network at the top of the last hour said that the wealth levels reported back to the pre-recession levels. I just love how they say that. You know, with gains in stock prices that have benefited the affluent households, you don't see recovery for working families. And that's exactly what we're talking about. This economy today just concentrates the wealth in the hands of those who have it at the expense of those who don't. And the further we go down this road, the poorer the people are going to get. And at some point, we're going to see this unfold rapidly. We're going to become a third world country. You know, we've already slid so far down the scale. I don't know that there's any way to come back at this point rather than a collapse and to try to rebuild the country from the ground up again. Problem with that is that the communist Chinese now have all our wealth, you know, and the military to boot. So, you know, where this ultimately plays out, Walmart's economic impact on the United States has created a national security threat, the likes of which we've never seen. People have paid for it with their own money by carrying their dollars down, trading it for that Chinese junk at the expense of the factories that used to produce this stuff in their own towns, at the expense of their own incomes, the expense of their children's futures. You know, I don't like to be down. I'm actually a very upbeat guy. You know, I'm optimistic and I like to have fun. These interviews kind of sound, you know, kind of a drag a little bit because the subject matter is but there's a lot to be really optimistic about. You know, our efforts in Springfield achieved a lot of results. We've documented our results, and we're trying to provide material for folks who want to do the same thing that we did in Springfield. If you're interested in what we've done, we've started a website, www.downtownspringfieldmo.com, or I'm sorry, .net, www.downtownspringfieldmo.net. It will give you a great outline as to how our fight has unfolded in Springfield, what we've been able to do that has been so effective, and what the opposition's tactics are. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to the Change Walmart folks down in Bentonville. The Benton County judge just served a restraining order on them. They're not allowed to protest hardly anywhere around there. But, you know, folks have shown up all over the country. There's a lot of pressure on Walmart now. But they are buckled down, and they are surrounded by their legal establishment that they have financed on both sides of the political aisle to protect themselves. And so, you know, they're hunkered in, but the people are really trying to influence this company and change it back to a direction that can reinvest in local economies versus displace the investment needed so sorely. So there is good news, but it's a big fight.
David, I'm looking at, in my mind, I'm looking at trends. I go to Ziggy's on Mondays where we have our meetup, and I used to see, years ago, I used to see road construction. You know, they'd be tearing up the road, and people would be annoyed. They'd go, geez, I can't believe it. They're tearing up the road. They're building this. They're impeding traffic, but it was progress, right? We don't have progress anymore. There's not much road construction. There's certainly not much road repair. Our bridges are falling down. Our infrastructure is collapsing. Our power grid is old. Crime is way up. These are not signs of an economy that's booming. They're not signs of an economy that's stable. They are all signs of a country in decline.
Symptoms of, that's correct. And to me, it's driven here by intent. You can't look at this and claim that they had, you know, that the folks involved in creating a legal framework to export the investment our local communities have needed over the past few decades, you cannot claim that they ever did that for anyone's best interest other than their own maximized profits. And, you know, the end result is hardship across the board for millions upon millions of families in this country who don't have access to the employment that they need to support their families like they should. So, yes, crime explodes when there's no jobs, you know, and no initiative. I mean, initiative is penalized these days, you know. Innovation, it's all but dead here in America because our entrepreneurs have no access to the investment that they so sorely require to finance their dreams. And, you know, that's what this country was all about. And the Walmart economy has made the American dream a minimum wage job as opposed to owning your own business, because you can't support, you can't compete with the monoliths and the mega giants that are decimating your local economy. So, you know, it's just we're in a really tragic situation with this country, and if we don't address it and we don't do something about it now, our children are going to pay the price.
And I agree. David, you had mentioned the profit margins of U.S.-made products compared to Walmart products. Can you give us a feel for when you were at Walmart, if something cost Walmart $1 to buy it, what would they sell that for if it were a U.S.-made product?
Typically, back in the day when we could obtain American-made merchandise, you seen 20 to 30% markups on that American-made merchandise. When we started seeing the import merchandise that replaced the domestic producing inventories hit the stores, there were triple-digit increases. So, you know, it's not like Walmart didn't have a reason to do it. You know, they went from a 20 to 30% markup on the merchandise that was produced in our towns at our factories, which supported jobs and created the great middle class that is now all eroded. They then, you know, undermined all of that for their own profit. So, you know, you're talking about a lot of money, and it's really translated to trillions of dollars over the past two decades that have been displaced by the purchasing policies of this company that then rolls downhill and creates an environment that other companies have to follow in order to compete. You know, so it's not, I mean, people say, well, you go after Walmart too much. You know, it's kind of like being attacked by a grizzly bear and wanting to blame the cubs. If you're getting eaten by a grizzly, go after the grizzly. That's kind of the best analogy that I can come up with. You know, don't worry about the cubs. If we kill the grizzly bear, the cubs are going to come running home. So, you know, this is about the world's largest company, the chief financier of communist China, the chief exporter of the investment that our communities need from our communities. It's a different game than talking about, price cutters here in Springfield, 50-store grocery chains, or local mom-and-pop stores, folks who have commitments to their communities. You know, it's just a different player altogether. And when city governments won't make that distinction, despite all the evidence that's in front of them, it really is discouraging and counterproductive on so many levels.
Dave, when I really don't like going into Walmart, and it's kind of anybody who happens to see me who knows who I am can probably spot me quickly, because I go in, Mrs. Finelli has to pick up a few things, and I really just don't like going into Walmart, and I ask things out loud, like I'll go up to I'll walk up to the meat and I'll say, Mrs. Finelli, do you think this meat has pink slime in it? Oh, hold on. There, let me ask that man. He's in a white coat. Do you have pink slime in this chopped meat? And everybody's embarrassed, right, when I do that kind of stuff. And then the person will say, well, no, I don't think so. Let me check. They'll come out of that little back room and they'll go, yes, it has pink slime in it. It's not Dave. They don't say to me, what are you talking about? What the heck is pink slime? They don't do that. They know what pink slime is. They know it's connective tissue that of animals that's used as a filler to extend meat. They know that. They know it's treated with ammonia because it's laden with bacteria. They know that. Now, when Walmart still sells meat, as of the last time I checked, with pink slime in it, why are they doing that? They could stop it tomorrow. They could stop it. This story broke 6 months ago.
Right, yeah, at the expense of local butchers, at the expense of organic food stores, at the expense of the family farmer, for what? I mean, what are we getting for this other than poison? I just want to tell you, Vince, on behalf of my stand-up group in Springfield, man, we respect you so much and we appreciate you. We absolutely love what you're doing about fluoride. We agree wholeheartedly, and all of your other issues so far as health is concerned. That's where our heart is, too. We really want to see our economies invested in. We want to see our communities defended, the health of our people, the livelihoods of our people. And so you're a natural ally. God bless you. We love you. And we do not want to see you go off of KWTO. You know, we're doing what we can. We're emailing the station. But you know, it is discouraging. You don't want to say whenever there are just a few people who have the courage to stand up to these kind of things, that just get rolled over by the establishment. We don't want to see it happen to you, and we just want to encourage you because we think the world of you, love you for what you're doing, and believe you're performing God's work and absolutely a patriotic service to the United States.
Dave, over the last several broadcasts on KWTO in the afternoon, I decided that I've heard things that I don't like. I've heard people say things that are just wrong, bad information on many levels, on many stations. And I decided that people need to ask anyone who's in broadcasting, whether it be radio or TV, anyone who's broadcasting, who are you? Why do you say what you say? What makes you think that? What makes you say that? And what are your motives? Okay. Now, I open every broadcast with everyone all set, cocked, locked. Okay. And I'm sitting in my studio in Missouri with a .45 on my side. Okay. And I explained why for the first time, several days ago. And that's because we went head to head against two very large organizations, a dump, a landfill company, and a private prison in Virginia. Shots were fired at our house. Our daughter came from her bedroom screaming, "They're shooting at us." We called the police, 911. 20 minutes later, they showed up. That's why I carry a gun. David Klotz, The Price is High. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I get a chance to talk with our producer sometimes during the breaks, and certainly at the beginning of every broadcast. Dave is our producer today, and Dave is an essential component of what we do here at USAPrepares.com. He said to me just seconds before we came back, just seconds ago, he said, "Vincent, this is your best broadcast. Riveting information, your best broadcast." And I want to thank David Klotz. And I also want to tell you that on TalkStreamLive.com, we are number 20, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, we're number 17 out of about 100 broadcasts on TalkStream Live. And they have a trending topics section. The first trending topic is us. The second trending topic is us. The third trending topic is us. We have the top three out of four trending topics. This topic right here on TalkStreamLive.com. People are paying attention. Please, please, please get this on YouTube. You have my permission. Dave Klotz got fired because he was on the air with me about a week ago. And he was fired from another company because of what he said about Walmart. These big box stores hang together. They hang together. And they are not our friends. They're not our friends. They change the rules. They change the rules. Meet up on Monday. Dr. Norman Shiel is going to be with us. He's going to be talking about our health. We've got to stay healthy, class, because if we're not healthy, the pharmaca mafia is going to run us over. And so is the medical system. That's Monday, 5:30, Ziggy's. John Dollarhite is going to be talking about security, computer security. He's a computer expert. We are being tracked. Roy Birdsong is going to be with us Monday night at the meetup. Cell phones, they're tracking us, and he wants to teach us how to minimize our footprint. So Dr. Shealy, John Dollarhide, Roy Birdsong, we're going to be talking about your health, computer security, cell phone security, Monday, free meetup. As always, Ziggy's 530, Springfield, Missouri. I'm trying to get information on the website. Dave, you've got the con. Go ahead. That's what they say when they turn over controls to the next person in charge. You've got the con for the remainder of the broadcast.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, and you just blessed my heart to hear that we're trending so high. And the reason we are is because folks don't get to hear this. This is the truth everybody knows, but nobody gets to hear. You know, on the bright side of this, we have seen so much progress in Springfield among the press who has for years just told Walmart's version of the story and completely frozen out the reality of this economic conversation. And, you know, we've seen a lot of help over the past 6 months. Young people in the press who are pushing their producers, pushing their editors, the gatekeepers to let this story expand. And as people have gotten involved, as the neighborhoods have stood up for themselves, we've had the opportunity for the first time ever over just the last few months to really speak the truth to power, really speak the truth to people that they already knew, that they're already just trying to live through. And so when folks see that there are people, you know, who all for all the right reasons willing to step up and pay the price just to do what has to be done, it's encouraging, very encouraging to me to hear you say how high we were trending. And the reason is because people need this information and they've got no other place to get it. You know, I want to make a challenge to folks. Nobody likes to be told what to do. We're coming up on the first week of July, July 4th. You know, I want to challenge American Christians out there. Keep your money in your pocket. Don't carry your money down there. You know, the communists in China still persecute the Christians in China. They still find their ways into labor camps. You know, don't go down there and exploit the persecution of your fellow Christians on the other side of the world by trading your money, your hard-earned money, for that slave-made junk. Boycott Walmart the first week of July. I know I don't have to tell patriots this, but, you know, there's so much evidence out there that should compel everyone that this is a decision that they need to make, and they need to make now to support their local businesses, to invest in their children's futures and their local economies. You know, and we don't want to say boycott Walmart like we're telling you what to do. And we have provided all so much evidence. If you go to our website, www.downtownspringfieldmo.net, there is so much evidence as to why this is a decision that you need to make now for your own families, your own children's best interests. And we would just implore you to do what is wise and to start taking the necessary steps to defend your family now.
Class, David isn't saying this because he got fired from Walmart. He said this before he got fired. And he got fired from his current job, not at Walmart, because he's speaking out against the big companies that are taking over America. Class, get this on YouTube. Please get this on YouTube. Send me an email, vincent@usaprepares.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you so much, David.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.